Vav Basra, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. V'chein beginan, also in a garden. Makum shenegu ligdor, mechai v'noso. A gina, sometimes there was a minaga makum to put up a fence. Sometimes there was not a minaga makum to put up a fence. So if there was no minaga makum whatsoever, the Chacham treated it as a makum shenegu ligdor. And therefore, you're mechai v'noso. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Aval bebika, but a bika, which didn't have vegetables that were always there. Bika had less issues, Mefarshim say, with ayin hara, because with a bika was an open field that was used for grain, and grain many times would take a long time to grow. It wasn't always there. Makum shenegu shelo ligdor ein mechayven oso. If we're not sure if it's a stam bika and there was no minag makum, we treat it like a makum that the minag was not to put up a fence, and therefore, if one guy wants to put up a fence next to his bika, we're not mechayv him to put it up. Elim rotze, so if the guy wants to put up a fence, konus l'soch shalo ubona, he would move the fence into his own property and he builds. V'ose chazis mi b'chutz, and he puts a simen, a chazis, whatever they would put on the outside of the fence that he made. And the Rav says the reason that this was the way that they did it is because if you would put the chazis on your own side, the other guy would be smart enough and he would put the chazis on his side. In other words, if the simen that it's yours is the one that's on your own side, you're going to have people that cheat each other. Mashenkin, if the simen is whatever is on the outside, nobody's going to be able to go into your property to put on the simen, unless that's the way you built it. So therefore, that's why they put the chazis on the outside. So now, if the kosel falls down and there was a chazis on it, the makum and the avanim belong to that one person that put it up. And if they both agree to build in a bika, where the minig was not to build, but they happen to agree, bonanus akosa be'emtza, they would build it in the middle, va'osin chazis mikana mikana, and they put the chazis on both sides. L'fikachim nafal akosa l'makum v'anim shal shneim, and therefore, if the wall falls down, both the makum and the avanim belong to both of them.